daily for finally Frackin' Friday. It's a good time because, you know, even if you're working a weekend kind of thing, other people aren't. And I know that means they come into your proximity, but think about how great it's going to be when they won't be again. Huh? Either way, it gives you something to look for. It's all in your perspective, which I've been told is how reality works. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 7th of May. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, the man ready to get out there and party, maybe do a little drinks. We're starting to mingle again. Ladies, it's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Oh, do me, Yo-Yo Master.
Okay. That's good. You have a weird time, dude. Hi, everyone. I'm, you know, that guy.
You're the underachiever every woman wants.
Well, that's what I tell myself. What happened this fine day, sir?
In 1895, Otto Steiger is issued a patent for the millionaire calculating machine. The calculating machine's main selling point is its ability to easily perform multiplication calculations.
Ooh. 1946, Tokyo Telecommunications Engineering, which will later be renamed Sony, is founded with about 20 employees.
1952, the concept of the integrated circuit is first presented at a symposium on progress in quality electronic components in D.C., and, of course, was presented by radar scientist Jeffrey W.A. Dummer. That's an unfortunate name.
1962, NASA announces that the Mercury Atlas 7, the MA-7, MA-7, if you prefer, manned orbital flight, has been delayed several days due to checkout problems with the Atlas launch vehicle.
1963, the United States launches the Telstar 2 communication satellite on behalf of AT&T. On its 10th orbit, it transmits the first transatlantic television program seen in color.
Ooh, 1967, German-born American inventor Ralph Baer first tests his circuit for a simple block chase game, Fox and Hounds, on a standard TV set. The game features one dot chasing another. The hound would disappear when it was caught. According to Baer, the game is the very first two-player video game, but he lost the game.
1992, NASA launches the space shuttle Endeavour, a $2 billion replacement for the space shuttle Challenger on its maiden voyage.
1997, Grandmaster Garry Kasparov reaches a stalemate in the fourth of six games against IBM's Deep Blue supercomputer because they're tougher than he wanted to admit.
1999, foreign hackers deface three U.S. government websites with messages condemning the NATO bombing of the Chinese in Belgrade, Serbia. The websites were the United States Department of Energy, the Department of the Interior, and the National Park Service.
2000, Philippines authorities announced that they have no law allowing the prosecution of the Manila woman suspected of creating the love bug virus that damaged computer systems worldwide. Huh. Always know the law.
2003, during an online chat session, Brian Countryman, manager of Microsoft's Internet Explorer program, publicly announces that the Internet Explorer web browser will no longer be distributed separately from the Windows operating system. Instead, the browser's development will be seen as a part of Windows evolution.
Still not using Edge. Same day, same year, the U.S. subsidiary of Infogames Entertainment, Infogames North America, adopts the Atari brand and registered trademark for all operations and renames its European operations Atari Europe. Kind of like, you know, Euro Disney.
2004, Sven Jakhshin, the 18-year-old computer science student who authored the Sasser Worm, is arrested in Rottenburg, Lower Saxony, Germany.
Same day, Universal Pictures releases the monster movie Van Helsing, directed by Stephen Sommers, starring Hugh Jackman and Kate Beckinsale, and in a brilliant performance by Tom Noonan, who deserved a much better movie than he was in.
True. 2005, the first time traveler convention is held at MIT. The convention was organized by Amal Dore and other Pi Tau Zeta residents with the goal of making contact with time travelers from the future.
Maybe it would have worked if they had a scientist involved. 2008, Take-Two Interactive announces that Grand Theft Auto 4 has made $500 million in sales in its opening week, making it the most successful entertainment launch, not video game, entertainment launch in history.
And 2037, the moon is destroyed, according to the Time Machine.
What do they know? Birthdays?
Alexander Ludwig, 29, from Race to Witch Mountain, The Hunger Games, and Vikings.
Tracy Lords is 53, not of this earth. Crybaby, the Tommyknockers, Zach and Miri make a porno.
Born to stay no longer with us in 1901, Gary Cooper. From the 1933 Alice in Wonderland, Mr. Deed Goes to Town, and High Noon.
1909, Edwin H. Land co-founded the Polaroid Corporation.
1922, Darren McGavin, American actor and director from The Man with the Golden Arm, The Night Stalker, Hangar 18, A Christmas Story, and Billy Madison.
1923, Anne Baxter, Olga, Queen of the Cossacks, and Zelda the Great in Batman 66.
On CBS, we've got a new MacGyver, Magnum PI, and Blue Bloods.
ABC's got Shark Tank and 2020.
NBC has a new The Blacklist and a two-hour Dateline Toon Disney.
Fox has a new WWE Friday Night SmackDown!
Brother. CW, the Charmed Ones seek an ancient relic they hope will help them definitively cure their magical allergy. On a new Charmed and a new Dynasty.
Claritin doesn't do that. Freeform will have a Family Guy marathon on. Which one? Oh, you've seen them all. What does it matter?
AMC has the classic Roadhouse.
And Family Guy will reference Roadhouse in 3 of the 4 episodes. FX will be showing Deadpool.
Ooh, also a good classic. FXX Simpsons Marathon, A Hunk of Hunk of Burns in Love, Jaws Wired Shut, and The Old Man and the Key.
FXM will be showing Spy.
IFC has Bad Teacher, which spawned a TV show that was actually really good.
BBC America, Underworld Evolution, Underworld Awakening. You assume that's the one in a sequel, but either you don't know which ones they are. You just don't know.
It's true. They could be out of order. We don't know. Paramount has Saving Private Ryan.
Syfy has State of the Union on a new Van Helsing. That's the show, not the movie that came out on this date oh so many years ago.
Oh, it's not where the president is speaking about. Okay. TCM has SF Sketchfest presents Plan 9 from Outer Space table read.
Ooh.
And then Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Well, it's just the best of both worlds. TBS is showing Black Panther. Yeah, I know, because TNT is showing Black Panther, and that doesn't seem right. So maybe somebody made a mistake. However, USA is showing Avengers Weekend of Ultron. Don't get me started. But tonight is the Lifetime Movie Network. With the help of her therapist, Denise, Kristen is recovering from an awful attack by a stalker. And after meeting and marrying James, life seems to be going great until her mother-in-law, Maggie, moves in unexpectedly, and friction turns to fighting as Kristen tries to keep it all together until she discovers her new family has ulterior motives. Allison McAtee, Dae Youngin, Jack A. Harry? Starry and deceived by mother-in-law, Mary.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad is invited to be a nude centerfold in a women's magazine, but everybody's like, he's too uptight to do that. But then he surprises everybody when he agrees to do it. Abby knows the real reason he's doing it and decides they need to have a talk. See, secrets are hard to keep when you are with the maiden with an existent surplus, the mademoiselle with integer excess, the lassie with objects of purgatory. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Why, no, there isn't. But that's okay. You got the entire weekend and that incredible giveaway of an entire thing revealing it. So you've got a shot at winning a prize. Like what? Who knows? There's all kinds of stuff here. We'll talk. I've even got video games, like Lego video games. So let's get stuff together, folks. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Send a voicemail, send a text message. You can guess that way as well. I would just need your name for the text. Please make sure. Use the numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
You notice there's no Duplo video games?
This is Travis from twitch.tv/TravisTavernTalk, and I'm a writing beast. I write fantasy like the Downfall series and the Portal series, sci-fi like my Silver and Smith and Ethium, and non-fiction like my 27 Thoughts on Life series, all on my live stream. You can find these books and more on Amazon.com or go to bit.ly/TravisBooks. That's bit.ly/TravisBooks.
Hey, this is Joel Hodson. I'm the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, but you probably remember me as Comic Magician Spy Agent J, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And hey, Joel, I doubled my Kickstarter amount, dude. You know, I always have to give Joel Hodson money. That's just how life works, and everyone should live by that standard.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Sure they do. And there's even theaters open, if you want to. Although keep in mind, it's no longer mandatory to clean between showings. What's out, sir?
In nationwide release, we've got a mysterious and wild-eyed new cash truck security guard. Surprises his coworkers during a heist in which he unexpectedly unleashes precision skills. The crew is left wondering who he is and where he comes from. Soon, the marksman's ultimate motive becomes clear as he takes dramatic and irrevocable steps to settle a score, starring Eddie Marsan, Jason Statham, that's no surprise, but will surprise you, is Post Malone in Wrath of Man.
A veteran comedy writer is going through a tough time and meets a street singer. They form an unlikely friendship and discover the meaning of love and trust. Tiffany Haddish and Laura Benatti star in Here Today, which is not once in any way, shape, or form.
We also have the untold behind-the-scenes story of the United States' 30-year effort to secure peace in the Middle East, told from the perspective of the American negotiators, starring Dror Moray and Oran Edar in The Human Factor.
Video on demand, glasses, joggers, vapes. As a millennium vlogger, Brian has everything except happiness. All his life he's wanted to work in news, but his spirit has been broken by too many listicles. Recently passed over for a promotion, Brian Edmond is begrudgingly set on another waste of time. Bigfoot! Brian discovers that maybe for the first time in his career, this story could be real. What started out as a wild goose chase for Bigfoot becomes the story of a lifetime. Zach Lamfla and Virginia Kirby star in 15 Things You Didn't Know About Bigfoot.
All right, look, normally I try to tie in Svengoolie's movie with something from the other movies, but hey, maybe a loose thing with Bigfoot, but I got nothing. So like, just tune in to see a wrongfully accused South Seas prince who's executed and returns as a walking tree stump. Yep, a walking tree stump. See Todd Andrews, Tina Carver, and John McNamara in From Hell It Came, only on MeTV.
It's gonna be so bad.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, Netflix is turning the Dark Horse comic series Lady Killer into a feature film, and Diablo Cody, Jennifer's Body, the much better Juno, will be writing the adaptation of the beloved comic.
Wait, they made a comic out of a James Cagney movie?
They do everything. Blake Lively will play Josie Schuller, who appears to be the perfect 1950s housewife, but when she's not catering to the needs of her family, she leads a secret life as a highly trained killer for hire. She really likes that second job, and her husband has no idea.
Oh, is it wrong that I want this to be a shared universe with Leave It to Beaver?
Only because Eddie apologized, only reason he didn't end up dead. Lady Killer is a comic book series written by Joelle Jones and Jamie S. Rich, illustrated by Joelle Jones and colored by Laura Howery. It has been published by Dark Horse since 2015 and was nominated at an Eisner Award as Best Limited Series in 2016.
A loss to the fade-out from the guy who didn't learn Bucky should stay dead.
Come on, Ed. Netflix has a first-look deal with Dark Horse and has previously collaborated with Dark Horse on the action comedy series Umbrella Academy, woo, and the Jonas Ackerlund-directed Polar. Upcoming adaptations include Mystery Girl, directed by Mick G, starring Tiffany Haddish, huh, and an as-yet-unnamed adaptation about dealing with a scary world. But we can deal with that. The only thing keeping the scary world from getting in is your ability to scare it right back. Boo!
With his gorgeous hand-drawn backgrounds, stunning, well, for its time, rotoscoped animation, and engaging science fiction storyline, 1992's Flashback is one of gaming's all-time greats. Now, original game developer Paul Quisette is back, supervising a team of developers creating Flashback 2, coming in 2022, for consoles and PC.
Really? That is out of this world.
There's not a lot of information on the newly announced sequel so far, beyond the official announcement from publisher Microids. Flashback 2 is an action platformer chronicling the continuing adventures of Conrad B. Hart, the intelligence agent who thwarted an alien invasion of Earth in the first game.
Whoa. The hero of a game actually wins? Dude, spoilers!
It's also not clear if this new sequel will acknowledge the events of Flashback's first sequel, 1995's blocky 3D Fade to Black.
If they're calling it Flashback 2, I kind of doubt it. Doesn't take an auxiliary brain to put that together.
If, for some reason, you've never played the original Flashback, it's available on PS4, Switch, and PC via Steam for like $10, and you've got plenty of time to catch up. Avoid the 2013 remake, though. It didn't turn out very well. That was a bad Flashback.
2 years ago, Sony stopped selling digital download codes for its games through retailers like Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, blah, blah, blah. And now, the gaming giant has been hit with a class action lawsuit.
Whereas, I never understood why they sold download codes in stores.
The proposed suit, Kakuri versus Sony Interactive Entertainment LLC, in a San Francisco U.S. District Court, alleges that limiting the digital purchase of PlayStation games to the company's own store creates an unlawful monopoly, as there is no other source from which to purchase them.
But you put that code in after going to the game store.
According to the suit, Sony's monopoly allows it to charge super competitive prices for digital PlayStation games, which are significantly higher than their physical counterparts sold in a competitive retail market, and significantly higher than would be in a competitive retail market for digital games.
Does Sony not run sales on their digital content? They copy Nintendo in every other way.
The suit alleges people end up paying as much as 175% more for downloadable games than the same ones on disc, according to the lawsuit.
Well, even if they sold those codes in stores, they wouldn't go on sale when the physical copy does.
Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in this case. I mean, I'm no Phoenix Wright, but it seems to me that a ruling against Sony would require any digital store to sell codes in retail locations. Hopefully that these people will fight for their right until you can walk into any store in the world and buy Kick-Ass the Video Game, Pillow Fight Girls, and Kim Kardashian Hollywood without going to the store with the device you need to play the game.
After years of delays, Blue Origin says it's finally ready for a crewed launch of its new Shepard suborbital vehicle. Founded by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, the company is aiming for a launch in July, and an auction will be held to choose a member of the crew.
They swear your odds are better than spinning the Wheel of Death. Hey, everyone, we're playing Jackbox tonight. Check us out on Facebook to get an invitation. Yeah! Plug.
Few details were given, such as the composition of the inaugural crew, but we do know this. One member of the crew will be the winner of an online auction.
So Harland Williams does have a chance? Yes!
That's like the fifth Harlan Williams reference so far this year.
Well, the sixth, actually, but who's counting?
Apparently you are. Anyone with an interest in joining the flight can place a bid at the Blue Origin website for your chance to go into space. Keep in mind, though, New Shepard rocket will not actually go into Earth orbit. Instead, the vehicle will ascend to a height exceeding 62 miles, or 100 kilometers, which technically qualifies as being in space, where you will stay for about 11 minutes.
Technically, I dated Sandra Bullock. I didn't have to bid on that.
Proceeds from the winning bid will be donated to Club for the Future, a Blue Origin foundation with the stated goal of inspiring future generations to pursue careers in STEM and help invent the future of life in space. That may be so, but the company is clearly using the auction to generate hype. Well, you could say that they're shooting for the stars.
Nasty replies on Twitter are going to require a little more thought for you to send them.
I already spend more time than I want convincing my phone that ducking bum fast is not what I am trying to say.
The tech company said it was releasing a feature that automatically detects mean replies on its service and prompts people to review the replies before sending them.
And we'll remind you, fetch is never going to happen.
The prompts of wider efforts at Twitter and other social media companies to rethink how their products are designed and what incentives they may have built in to encourage anger, harassment, jealousy, or other bad behavior. Facebook-owned Instagram is testing ways to hide like counts on its service.
Anonymity is a big reason. Also, the belief your words do not have consequences. Right, Gina Carano?
Twitter began testing the prompts a year ago and said it's now rolling them out widely, first to English-speaking users. In the test, it found that if prompted, 34% of people revised their initial reply or did not reply at all. After being prompted once, people composed on average 11% fewer offensive replies in the future, according to the company. The test helped to train Twitter's algorithm to better detect when a seemingly mean tweet is just sarcasm or friendly banter, the company said.
Yeah, and when I get banned from a private company, it's totally censorship.
The recommendation is, if you can't tweet something nice, don't tweet at all. And if you do post something mean, just remember, the world can see it. And so can yo mama. GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. And stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
What would your mother think?
She's didn't we used to decorate the Christmas tree with the listicles? I thought they were lovely. They were just fantastic and charming. Drop us.
I had to go see a doctor because I had something on one of my listicles.
Won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com or of course like a voicemail. Text message. Include your name. Just use the magic numbers.
510-GRD.
I heard Mr. Belvedere sat on one of his listicles.
What do you think?
It stinks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
seems I found myself on the voyage of the damned.
Good night, suckers!
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
I like simple experiments. And champagne. So I've combined two of my favorite things to see if time travel from the future to the past is possible. I'm throwing a party.
A welcome reception for future time travelers. But there's a twist. I'm not letting anyone know about it until after the party has happened. Here is the invitation, giving the exact coordinates in time and space. I am hoping copies of it, in one form or another, will survive for many thousands of years. Maybe, one day, someone living in the future will find the information and use a wormhole time machine to come back to my party, proving that time travel will, one day, be possible. My time traveler guests could be arriving any moment now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What a shame. I was hoping a future Miss Universe was going to step through the door.